Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, compass for my way, you're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And so, Father, as we begin this morning and start it off with prayer, we declare right now, Lord, that you are the very substance and center of our lives. We can't do anything without you, but God, when we focus in on you and we allow you to take the wheel of our lives and become the center of everything that we are, God, you are the center of our joy. You are the center of our peace. You are the center of our hope. You are the very center of our aspiration. God, that means that everything begins and ends with you. And so, God, we welcome you, God, in this place this morning as we offer unto you our praise. I know, God, that I may not be the most melodic singer, but I thank you, Lord, that I can offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. I can make a joyful noise unto you, Lord, and you look for me to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. You didn't say the best singers can sing unto you, but you said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And so whether it's with psalms from our lips, God, the fruit of our lips, or whether it's from the lifting up of our hands or the dancing of our feet, Lord, or the waving of our our heads, Lord. Let everything this day that hath breath praise ye the Lord. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified, and you are worthy to be adored. And I thank you, oh God, for another day that you have blessed me, and you blessed these people to be able to see, God. Thank you for life, oh God, this morning. We cannot take life this morning for granted, but if it had not been for you on our side, if it had not been for you calling us by our name, if it had not been for you protecting us from dangers seen and unseen throughout the night, God, we would not be able to be here today. We would not have been able to open up our eyes to worship and adore you, God, to behold the beauty of our God, and to be able to inquire in his temple. If it had not been for you on our side, God, we would not be at work. Lord, I had to come to work a little bit early this morning, but I thank you, God, that you kept me from everything that tried to stop me, God, this morning. You kept me from danger seen and unseen, and you allowed me to come into this place where I can make a joyful noise unto you, where, God, I can sanctify this place, God, with some fervent, effectual prayer, God. You've given me an opportunity, God, oh, God, to seek your face, and I thank you, God, this morning. If it had not been for you, Lord, oh, God, we wouldn't have roofs over our heads, or clothes on our back, or food on our table, God. But, God, you said it to be so, or you allowed it to be so. And for that, God, you are the center of everything that I need and more. God, you are why I find laughter, Lord. Oh, God, in everything that comes in life, the storm clouds that rise, Lord, I still can be at perfect peace because if I keep my mind on you, God, you'll keep me even in the midst of the storm, God. I thank you, God, that even in the midst of the storm, I can call on your name, God, and you will answer me, Lord. And not only will you answer me, you'll show up in a great and mighty way. And even in the storm, God, if I would just continue to press towards you and keep my eyes on you, God, nothing that the enemy does and no wave or no wind, God, can do anything to keep me from getting to you, Lord. And so, Lord, today, no matter what may be going on in our day, I ask, God, that you help us to keep our eyes focused in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come to the ending of 2016, Lord, we're looking forward to 2017, but you still have more for us in the year of 2016. Oh, God, we don't want to rush past the blessing that you have for us today. So help us to keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds focused in on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because strong winds are on their way, God. Oh, God, storm clouds are rising, Lord. But, God, I know, God, that you will keep us in perfect peace. You'll keep us separated, God, from those things that try to destroy us. You'll keep us afloat. You'll keep us from falling. You'll present us faultless before you. And so, God, help us not to rush past the blessings that you still have in store for your people. Eye has not seen, God, even yet in 2016. Breakthrough, God, is still in the midst, oh, God. It's still here, God. And we're working our way to the breakthrough, God, and the greater blessings that you have in store for us. Oh, God, but you still have a work for us to do now. And so, God, in this very day, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week, Lord. In this very day, this gift, this present that you have blessed us to be able to be in. Oh, God, we pray that you would come tomorrow and have your way. Have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people. Help us to be the lights that you need for us to be in this dark and dreary world, Lord. God, I rose this morning and I'm not used to getting up early to go into work, Lord, but it's dark because of the time change, Lord. It was very dark on the road this morning. But even in the midst of darkness, Lord, you called us to be a light. You called for us to be a witness. You called for us to let our light shine. Oh, God, that men might see our good works, but to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. So, God, I want to be the vessel that you need for me to be today. So, fill me up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, with everything that I need to let my light shine. I don't want the light of carnality to shine. I don't want the light of foolishness to shine. I don't want the light of impatience to shine. I don't want the light of pride or proudfulness or haughtiness. I don't want any of that stuff to shine. But I want the light of holiness to shine. I want the light of righteousness to shine. I especially want the light of love to shine, because with loving kindness did you draw me, and with love kindness will I draw those that are against me, those that don't agree with me, those that persecute me, those that, oh God, try me, God, those that don't want me to be successful. It's with loving kindness do we draw. And since you are the epitome of love, that you gave your son even while we were yet in sin, since you are the epitome of love, God, that you gave your best so that we might have life and be recollected to you, give us, oh God, the ability, or help us, Lord, because you've already given us the ability, help us to give our best to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and even to the best of those that don't like us.
Oh, God, you said that when we do good unto those that persecute us, it's like we're heaping coals of fire upon their head. And those are not coals that we can bring up, but, God, those coals are placed on them by you. So we cast all of our cares upon you today. We cast all of our cares. We lay aside every sin and every weight. We give ourselves away to you so that you might have your way in our lives, that your will might be fulfilled, your purpose, your plans, God, that you have for each and every one of our lives might be fulfilled on this day. We won't let a day go by without praising you. We won't let a day go by without magnifying you. We won't let a day go by without offering unto you a sacrifice, our best, God. You asked us to present ourselves as a holy sacrifice, holy and acceptable sacrifice, Lord, which is our reasonable service. And so as we begin this morning, we offer ourselves to you. We lay ourselves at your throne of grace right now. Have your way, God, in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And shape us and mold us. Grow us in you, God. Enlarge us in you, God. Strengthen us in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing else will satisfy and nothing else will help us to grow. God, grow our faith, Lord, today. Yes, I understand that requires trials to come our way because our faith work is patience. And when our patience has had its perfect work, then your word tells us that we will be fully fully equipped with everything that we need, wanting nothing, because our hope and our satisfaction and our gratification all comes from you. And so help us, Lord, today, that we may not be weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord, today. That we will remain steadfast and immovable. Help us, O God, today to be reminded that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. Remind us, God, today that we're able to do all things through you. Help us, O God, today, and remind us, Lord, today that nothing is impossible with you if we can just only believe that you can. And God, declare right now, I know that you can. And not only do I know that you can, I know that you will. I know that you're saving my family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, God, that you're saved amongst my siblings, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I know that you are saved, God, in the midst of my extended family, Lord. I know that you can. I know that you will, God. I know that you have a breakthrough. I know that you have healing, God. I know, God, that you have a better way, God, than everything that comes our way. God, I know that you have an overflow for my ministry, Lord. I know that you have it, and I know that it's on the way. And so, God, I believe you, Lord, today. I trust you with all of my heart, with all of my mind, and with all of my soul. And I thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you have done. Just another day that the Lord has made, but a day that you have made that we can rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Lord, thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for everyone that have taken time out this morning to tune in, Lord. It requires a sacrifice. And I ask, God, that you would honor our sacrifice and honor our commitment. We can't belittle anything, Lord. Some may say that it's only 15 minutes, that it's not really enough time, Lord. But whatsoever we offer unto you, God, we offer it unto you as our best, Lord. We give it unto you, God, as we're sitting in your presence. And if we're sitting in your presence, right in your throne of mercy, oh, God, we offer it unto you, God. What we offer, God, we want you to receive it as a sweet-smelling savor, whether it's our off-key song or our off-melody song or whether it's the lifting up of our hands, oh, God, or the dancing of our feet or just from the fruit of our lips, offering unto you our praise, our adoration, and our worship. God, I ask that you receive it this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and sow it into good soil, Lord, so that we'll reap our harvest because we have sacrificed our time and we've sacrificed our worship and we've given it over to you. We haven't given it over to the television. We haven't given it over to Facebook. We haven't given it over to anything else, social media, God. But this morning, when we rose, God, we brought our sacrifice of praise to the one who deserves it. You deserve my glory. You deserve my worship. You deserve the hallelujah. You deserve all the glory. God, you deserve my praise. And I give it to you this morning. And I thank you, God, because you are my source. And so bless your people today. Keep us in your heart of your hand and in the center of your will, God. Take us to our different destinations, wherever we may be at, God.
whether it's in Tennessee or it's in Texas, Lord, or if it's in Wisconsin or California, God, wherever they may be calling from this morning in Virginia, God, bless them. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the fields, God, because we're coming into our season of breakthrough. We're coming into our season of overflow, God. We're coming into this time, Lord, because this season, oh, God, is not just going to be for a little while. Yes, I understand that every time and place there is a season. There's a season, God. There's a time and place for everything under the sun. But, God, I declare that this breakthrough, God, this time of overflow will not just be for a short season, but, God, that it will carry. Not only just throughout the year, oh, God, but out several years because, God, this is our season. This is our time to restore, to receive everything that the enemy has tried to take away from us. And so we submit ourselves to your will. And I speak life, Lord, into the lives of the hearers. Help us not just to be hearers of the word, but help us to be doers of the word as well, to put our faith into action and to put it out into the atmosphere. God, I believe whatever it is I need you to do. God, I believe it, and I believe that you will, and I believe that it shall be done. Let us give us the boldness to speak those things that are not as though they were, because this is our time to reap what we have sown. Thank you, God, and we bless your name this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Thank you for being patient with me as I got myself online. Our focus today is overflow. And our scripture comes from John 14 and 14. And it reads, if ye shall ask anything in my name, glory to God, I will do it. The corresponding scriptures are 1 Corinthians 9 and 10 and John 10 and 10. That's the most simplest thing that we can receive and take this morning. If you got the boldness to ask God, it shall be yours. If you can ask anything in the name of Jesus, it will be yours. He says, I will do it. We talked about faith last night at Praying Center doing our Bible study, and this is an opportunity for us to exercise our faith. So even as I have you on mute, speak those things that are not as though they were declared in the atmosphere right now, what you need from the Lord, and make sure you do it in Jesus' name, and he promised in his word that he will do it. He won't allow you to ask amiss. Make sure you ask that I don't ask amiss, God. But according to your will, do this in my life, God. And when you do that and you affirm it and you confess it, if you believe it, there's nothing that God will withhold from you. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you all this day. Day 29 of 31 days of prayer. God bless you. Bye-bye.